who knows how it's going to go. That's always a surprise with a conclave. So we will have a record number of participants, that is, if all the electors go, of 135 cardinals that will participate or are eligible to participate. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, who determines the number?
The number is determined by age. In principle, all cardinals have the right to participate unless they are over the age of 80 the day before the Pope dies. So Paul VI changed that in the 1970s to exclude the elderly cardinals from the responsibility of voting. And so that is determined by life.
I know there's like it's sort of verboten that there would be any politicking involved in terms of somebody trying to succeed a pope in this instance, but surely there are some names that are sort of being discussed as maybe front runners for the position. And among those names, is there anything that sort of stands out about them as sort of being common with each other? Any commonalities they might have?
Well, that's a great question. As I've said multiple times, I'm not Madame Soleil, so I cannot predict the future since I don't have a crystal ball. It all depends on how the cardinals read the room. That is, how they read the state of the church and the state of the world. And you can have a number of approaches and then come the names in. Is the world stage going to be a determining factor? We have a lot of uncertainty in international politics. So if that's a predominating factor, well, then we're going to look at someone who is more a diplomat. And then, of course, the name of Cardinal Parolin, the former Secretary of State, because he lost his job with the death of the Pope. He is then a front runner. Or are we going to look at someone who is going to be a bit more different than Pope Francis? Because, you know, a conclave always looks at correcting what the previous pontiff did. So we always summarize this by saying, after a fat pope, you have a thin pope. After a tall pope, you have a short pope. And so that could also be a factor. Or are we looking for continuity? Depending on those questions and how the cardinals answer that, not how we answer those questions, you can predict more or less who could become a pope. But keep in mind, though, that who enters the conclave as a pope comes out as a cardinal. So the favorite never wins. It's like with the horses.
Let's get back a little bit to the nitty-gritty of this. How soon would this conclave begin? How long would it take? And then what would we be looking for? What are kind of the timeline stages here?
So the timeline stages starts tonight, Roman time, when there is the first stage, that is the recognition of the death of the Pope, and they will put him in a coffin, an open coffin. Then at some point this week, to be determined by the College of Cardinals, he will be brought over to St. Peter's Basilica, where he will lay in state for a few days. And then comes the funeral. The funeral is probably going to take, based on what we know from the past, is probably going to take place somewhere during the weekend, perhaps on Saturday, who knows. And then with the funeral starts the first of the 9 days of mourning, of masses celebrated every day for the repose of the soul of the pontiff. The earliest they can start is 15 days after the death of the pontiff, unless they decide they can start earlier. That would only happen if there is a resignation, but you have all these things to go through in the case of a funeral. So we're looking at probably 2 weeks from now, where a conclave might start, again, to be determined by the College of Cardinals. And how long it will take, we don't know, because the unknown factor this time around is that they really don't know each other. In the past, you could say, with the conclave that elected Benedict XVI and the conclave that elected Francis, at least the cardinals knew each other because they had been in meetings, they had periodic meetings of all the cardinals, and they knew each other. Pope Francis has elected cardinals who are selected cardinals who come from all over the world and who are not necessarily well known. So I don't know how that factor will play in, and if we're going to have a protracted conclave that takes a bit longer, or if they're going to go for someone who is known better than someone else. And then those people who have held specific positions, like Cardinal Secretary of State, a prefect of a dicastery, or a well-known archbishop, they obviously have some electoral advantage. But it's kind of hard to predict. In the past conclaves, we were talking about 2-3 days. That's what I would expect, but it could be longer. Who knows?
Why do you think there's so much mystery surrounding conclaves and interest? Of course, we just had that recent movie come out.
Oh, the movie, that's a must to do, even if you don't like the outcome of the movie. But why is there so much a mystery? It's not mystery so much, but what is at stake is the free choice of the cardinals and the mystery or the secrecy that's surrounding the conclave actually is meant to protect the cardinals from outside pressure. They only can have their conscience and the Holy Spirit determine their choice, not some civil ruler, some civil authority, whatever, some pressure groups within the church. No, it is the cardinals and the cardinals alone, secluded from the outside world. And why is there so much interest? Well, why were the novels of Dan Brown so popular? Because we love secrets. We love to know all these things that we're not allowed to know.